I'm like, I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. So she says, I'm going to do it.
That is a wife move.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Inappropriate. I'm Jim.
And I am Steven. Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, 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 ho.
I am right in the mix of Christmas spirit, Steven.
How are you?
I got two awesome things to talk about.
Uh-huh.
One, there is a Christmas style syndrome that 7% of the population are affected by. It's the oddest thing I've ever heard in regards to Christmas. Also, I have people that are probably having a worse Christmas than any of us. So it's...
What, you should talk about poor people.
Yeah, there's fucking poors. Yeah. Just people that have had bad experiences during Christmas. And there are some people that need to hear somebody else's shortcomings to be like, oh, you know, my life is all right.
Yeah.
But some of these are pretty funny.
I'm going on a trip this weekend, so I want to get your take on that.
When you came up today, did you notice anything on my front of my house?
No, I didn't notice anything. Did you put something
yes,
out?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
It's
probably because it's light out when I'm coming up there.
Yeah.
And usually it's pitch black dark.
My lovely wife, I love her to death. She did it again to me this year.
She light shamed you?
Yes. So for the past 3 weeks, my neighbors across the street, they don't have kids. They got nothing but time. They put up a bunch of lights around every window, around all the bushes. Like, it's a nice looking setup. So when we go to bed at night, she complains about the Griswolds across the street because there's light coming into our house. Every day she complains about this. And then the other day,
your house is kind of like a minimalist house. So it kind of, I can draw the comparison.
Yeah. I like to look at lights on other people's houses.
Yeah.
I don't feel like doing it on my own. So anyway, my wife gets on this kick about how we got to put up lights because that's what we got to do, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I don't want to put up lights because it's not fun to do it. And I have to take them down. So my wife did the same thing this year.
I feel like that's always the thought process. Like while you're putting them up, you're like, shit, I'm going to have to take these down. And that's all you think about. And you're thinking, how can I make it as easy as possible to take these shits down?
So I'm like, I don't want to do it. I just don't want to do it. So she says, I'm going to do it.
That is a wife move.
She goes downstairs in the basement.
Slamming shit.
Well, like she looked for the bin that I labeled Christmas lights.
Uh-huh.
And you can hear her down there banging around, you know, doing her thing. And I get text messages like, where's this? I'm like, I don't fucking know where the garland is. She's like, did you throw it away? I'm like, I didn't throw it away. I thought I may have thrown it away. And she's like, I looked in every box except for that one. And I looked in that one and that's where it was. Uh-huh. So anyway. So
I like how she didn't look at all of them except one box.
Right. And that's the one where they're
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I bring this fucking bin upstairs and the garland's upstairs. And it's 8:30 at night, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to do it. Knowing damn well the next day her schedule's packed. The next day her schedule's packed.
She is trying to call your blood. She or.
Oh, absolutely.
Or whatever. She's just trying to.
Just to get me involved. So, of course, she's like, if you don't do it tomorrow, then I'll just do it. Knowing damn well she wasn't going to do it. So, of course, now it's my job.
Uh-huh.
Next day, I'm like boiling inside. Like I'm boiling
Merry,
because...
Merry Christmas.
Right. Like, I want to be in the mood, but I walked past this bin in my kitchen.
Uh-huh.
50 times since 8:30 at night. And every time I look at it, I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm like, you know what? All right, cool. I got my bottle of water. I got my Bluetooth speaker. I set it up outside. Drag the fucking bins out. And I am just, I hate it. I'm angry. I'm angry. And I don't even know what I'm angry at. I shouldn't have been this angry. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's almost comical how pissed off
yes,
you are.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And I couldn't justify being this angry. I'm not even working. It's a nice day. I'm just putting out Christmas lights. And like, I try to catch myself, but I just couldn't. I don't even know why I sent this text to my wife. I put in all caps.
Oh, all right.
I will never put up lights again. I fucking hate this. While she's at work. And then I got a, she ordered groceries and the groceries came.
Uh-huh.
This old guy, I mean, he might be 65 years old, like hauling in my groceries,
bundles
of water. And he's like, oh, it's a nice day. And I'm like, yeah, my wife got me fucking putting up Christmas lights. And he goes, bah, humbug.
He's like, allow me to carry your four packs of water, sir.
Since you can't go to the fucking store by yourself, asshole. And that kind of snapped me out of it. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, I could be 65 years old and delivered some asshole's fucking groceries as he's complaining about putting up some Christmas lights. So anyway, I got him up. And then I got like in the mood. So then she only wanted me to put up garlands. And like I got a bin full of a nest egg of lights.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, let me put these together and I'll find another tree or bush. I'll twist it around. So I plugged them all in and they worked. And so I got the colored lights. I'm putting around bush. And then I'm burying the light from bush to bush under the mulch. Do the second bush.
Oh, you're trying to make it look professional.
Right. I'm like, if you're going to do it, do it. So I got it all done. Half the fucking lights don't work.
It got mulch in between the connectors.
Dude, I was...
So they worked at first?
At first they worked. And somehow in doing it, one of them must have went out, or I don't even know.
Why do they make lights that do that? Do they still do that?
I think maybe the new ones. These weren't the LEDs. These were like just your typical like small bulb, like colored ones.
Yeah. Like how fucking stupid is that? That one light goes out and they all go out.
Dude... But if somebody was videotaping me, I was ripping these off. Like, like I was like trying to escape from Alcatraz or something. Like I'm ripping these off and I'm cussing. I'm slamming these fucking glass things on the ground.
I hope you have that fucking video. Hey. I saw a guy doing the same, like putting up a Snoopy. And a Snoopy was like blowing around.
Oh, and he's punching in the face.
He's just punching the shit out of it. And I was like.
I feel that anger. And I don't even know where that comes from, Steve. Like I don't. There's no reason to be that angry. But it's there.
Yeah. And it's weird, too, because I would say that it's like an outdoor, like it's outdoor, it's cold, and you're pissed off, kind of. So you are a little pissed off about that, but it was a nice day.
Yeah.
So
there was no reason other than the fact that she set me up to do something I didn't want to do.
Yeah.
You know, like she cornered me.
This past weekend was SantaCon. So, what when I say the word SantaCon, what do you think of?
Oh, I can relate it to Comic-Con, where you dress up like fucking characters.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought it was.
Oh.
So, in New York, it is a weekend where everyone dresses up like Santa and just goes to bars all around Manhattan. So, it's a bar crawl. But everyone's dressed as Santa.
You know that they have one in Ocean City?
Do they really?
We saw it advertised this year, and we couldn't get there. So it is our goal next year to go do that in inner city.
Well, you might want to go to Manhattan to do this.
Oh,
one.
I'm sure that one is huge.
Caitlin texts me because she lives in Manhattan, so she texts me and says. I was going to go do my normal errands on Saturday, but it's SantaCon and I'm not going to do it. And I was like, what the hell is that? And she's like, it's just everyone dressed as Santa. At 5 o'clock, there are like people outside her college, like just throwing up in the streets. People are just pissing all over the place. It is just pandemonium in New York, which kind of made it more intriguing for me. Because,
and this already happened?
Yeah, it happened. So it's just thousands of people just go around Manhattan dressed as Santa Claus.
And I would do that. I'm not like a dresser-up kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I would do that before I do dress up at Renaissance Festival. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's funny because everyone's in the same costume.
Yeah, yeah.
You, like, everybody looks ridiculous. Like, you can't look cool in a Santa costume. I don't give a shit what you... Unless it's like a sexy woman dressed up like an elf and they do make it weird.
Yeah.
But like if you're dressed up truly as Santa Claus, everyone looks like an idiot.
Yeah. And you know people don't dress up just like Santa. Santa Claus. They wear skimpy outfits and fucking
and like that. Like as a guy, you're like
shirtless Santas that are all ripped.
Right.
Well, I would love to see them.
If we're still doing this podcast next year, we will set it up to our listeners
and
we will
a meet and greet.
It'll be a meet and meet. Yeah. And we'll all go down maybe Ocean City during their Santa pub crawl, and we could just have an appropriate Santa.
Have a gay old time.
Just a gay old time. Speaking of gay.
That's the best transition.
Some people are not having a gay old time, and especially if you have what's called Christmas tree syndrome. Have you ever heard of that?
No, but I'd like to tell you, like for you to tell me more so I can develop this and then maybe everyone wants to put up Christmas trees.
Oh, come on. At the bare minimum, you got to put up a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I know.
So an estimated 7% of the population suffers from this condition. Many don't know it until they wound up in the hospital.
Oh, that's serious.
Yeah. And that's what happened to this one mom from Ohio who was excited to decorate her first real tree with her daughter, only to notice hours after bringing the evergreen into the house that her face was swollen. She thought she might have just stress and hives from just the holidays, and she didn't think much of it, but it got worse. Her cheeks got hot and itchy, then her hands, her feet, and her tongue swelled up. She couldn't swallow, and her throat started to close. It caused her to start to wheeze, and she was rushed to the hospital where she collapsed upon arrival. The diagnosis was an allergic reaction, also known as Christmas tree syndrome.
So you're like actual allergic to
like an evergreen portion. The reaction to the tree, it's not an actual reaction to the tree itself, but that type of tree hosts mold spores.
Oh.
So when it's, they grow on that, and then when they're cut down, you brought in the house and all that shaking around, it releases the mold spores into
your
house.
That makes sense, because I would think my first question was going to be, there's like, if you're on like the Northeast, there's like evergreens fucking everywhere.
Right, right.
So it's,
but outside Christmas, there's enough room for it to dissipate before it affects anyone. Yeah.
That's another, you have to worry about squirrels and animals if you cut your tree down,
like snakes in your tree and shit like that.
Yeah, you're allergic to fucking mold spores in the tree. That's, I just get a fucking fake one.
Yes. So an odd story. I had a fake tree growing up. Oh. I never once had a real tree. One year my wife says, let's get a real tree. And I never had a real tree. So I was like, okay, let's maybe start a new tradition.
Yeah.
We got a tree, brought it in the house. We had carpet.
Yeah, yeah.
And after Christmas or during that month or 3 weeks or whatever we had it up, a lot of the little pricks start to fall. And they would kind of gather around the tree. And then there was a day that came that I went to like remove the tree from the house. And when I picked it up and carried it the 15, 20 feet out, thousands of fucking these little
needles
fell. And I thought, I'll just vacuum them up. But I have... it was called California shag carpet, which is not the old 70s shag, but like the shag
carpet. It's like thicker carpet.
4 years later, we were all still stepping. We were called them pokes. They would stab you, and kids would be screaming, just randomly walking across the living room. And it was kids screaming. You sit down, you're busting your hand, your feet. So my wife and I, in order to make it like this not a traumatic event, we would just celebrate
when
someone stepped on a poke.
like you fucking won, like it's a tooth fairy's coming.
So like a kid would get it, and they were like, ah! And then if you were there, everyone would start cheering, like, yay, a poke. Dude, I had to throw the carpet out.
I mean,
it was impossible to get those. Because
they're probably like embedded.
Yeah, and it's like a loop style carpet. It was the worst. And after that, 1 year, we've never had a real tree since.
Yeah, I have never felt the need to cut down a tree or, go buy one.
No, and like after the first day when you bring it in, it has that pine smell. It's like, that's cool. But they have air fresheners now.
I know.
And after about 2 or 3 days, you don't smell that anymore.
Yeah, you're immune to it.
And yeah.
It have you ever set one of those trees on fire?
Oh, I've seen them.
One of the fucking craziest things.
Within seconds.
I know.
And it's a hot fire too.
It makes you realize, people say make sure you take care of your tree, turn off the lights and things like that when you leave. But watching one of those, we threw one in a bonfire one time, and I swear to God, the flame was at least 30 feet high.
It's amazing how fast they go up.
I know.
Like, I mean, you can't like set a piece of wood dipped in gasoline than that thing would flame
up. It is so absurd how fast they fucking go on fire. And the fact that anyone would bring that fucking ticking time bomb into their house. Especially people who fucking leave it.
Or if you smoke, like Grandpa Joe coming and just flick a cigarette. Or, you know, like you never know, you fall asleep. I mean, yeah, that's crazy.
I know. It's just one of the fucking craziest things. Just the idea of... they're just so flammable.
Well, assuming that your house does not catch on fire from your Christmas tree, you're probably allergic to end up in the hospital, you're probably doing better off than these people during Christmas. A lot of these have to do with anything that happens around Christmas.
Yeah.
That just is a bad time. So this guy, I should start off by saying I don't care about getting expensive gifts or anything, but this was just depressing. One Christmas, after watching my entire family open all their iPads, laptops, and other cool devices, I opened 3 gifts. The first thing I opened was a bottle of colon cleanse.
Who thinks that is a good idea?
The second thing I opened was a package of female intimate moist wipes. I'm a guy. The third thing I opened was a DVD about terrorism.
I mean, you need something to do after you're going to be shit in your pants. Does it say it was a gift for him or just a gift he received?
A gift for him. He said, my brother-in-law walks over to me, leans down and whispers in my ear, that was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. It was the night of my wife's Christmas party. I had to stay home and babysit our 5-year-old son because grandma... was supposed to, but she fell and broke her hip and she was in the hospital. I figured my wife would go and then come home early. Turns out she was planning on staying the night at a hotel so she could drink and not worrying about driving. I woke up at 3 a.m. just knowing something was wrong. I checked my Find My Phone to see where my wife was. She was with her boss at his apartment.
She's pretty dumb.
My whole life, I wanted a dog more than anything. Every year, I asked for a puppy and was sadly disappointed every single year. One year, I woke up on Christmas morning and I saw a large box under the tree with my name on it. It had holes in the side and I knew this was the year I'd finally get a dog. I opened the box and it was a clarinet case.
I needed fucking air.
The president of our company got completely plastered at our Christmas party. His speech started off funny because he was slurring hard and he was kind of playing on that. Then he started talking about how he came from nothing and became something. And then proceeded to tell us how, if it weren't for us working so hard and keeping our clients happy, he wouldn't have been able to accomplish building his mega mansion for himself and his family. Nor would he be able to afford his new Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, that is awesome.
Then came the awkward muttering around everyone watching him, followed by him directing us to drink up and enjoy because due to budget cuts, the future Christmas party bonus budget is canceled from here on out.
Oh, that is awesome. It's such a dick move, but since it wasn't happening to me, that's so funny.
I mean, it's certainly funny. It's almost like a... something you would see in the movies. Like, that doesn't really happen, right? My last semester of college, I moved out of the dorms and subsequently all my friends who still lived at the dorm seemed to forget I even existed. It was pretty much the most depressing time of my life. I worked 2 jobs, went to school full time, and nobody talked to me. Christmas rolls around and I invite my family, who didn't live too far away, to come to my apartment for Christmas dinner. They showed up late, scarfed down the food, and gave me their one collective gift, a party game with minimum 4 players. They then left because they had other dinners to go to, carrying the multiple gifts I got each of them. I threw their present in the dumpster outside, put on Doctor Who, and cried.
That's on him. That's on him for not specifying what it is. Well, you can tell he wasn't invited to any of the other family parties he was going to. So he's kind of an ass.
Our small neighborhood used to do a Secret Santa amongst the kids, and I wasn't very well liked. I had just come to America, and I didn't speak English very well. Our family was broke, I was overweight, and I had bad acne. The first Secret Santa I received...
It's like a winner.
I received a Backstreet Boys poster. It was supposed to be a gag gift, but I never actually got the real gift. The second Secret Santa, I got a Barnes & Noble gift card. Amount said $20. I went to spend it. It had $11.98 on it. Screw those kids.
They were trying to tell him. So I thought it was going to be something to do with like learn how to speak English, like English for Dummies or something.
Right. So,
yeah, that's a pretty shitty gift. You ever have to do the thing where you like act like when you don't get a gift you don't like?
Yes.
And you have to, you're almost overly excited for it.
Like nobody should be that excited about a bad looking tie or something.
Yeah, yeah. Where you usually have to do it with your kids when they give you gifts, but you know, where or like your parents get you something, and I'm just like, oh.
Every year we would tell our children, it doesn't matter what the gift is. You just say thank you. It doesn't matter if it doesn't fit. If you already have one, we would tease them. Even if it's a pair of dirty old socks, you just say thank you for the pair of dirty old socks.
Thank you for the Backstreet Boy poster. Oh man, thanks for this.
Golly gee.
I know. Oh, an avocado. You just get fucking all fired up for it, and the gift fucking sucks. With all Christmas, you know, full steam ahead, everybody is you know, gung-ho. My wife and I are taking a little trip this weekend.
Oh, I thought you were going to say my wife and I are expecting.
No, holy shit,
we got breaking fucking news.
It'd be breaking news to me. It'd be like, Jesus, or God must have done it.
Oh, you snipped?
No, not yet.
So you're not shooting blanks. I mean, it's possible.
It was just a joke, yeah. It is possible. So I need, that's my New Year's resolution, to get that taken care of.
Oh, dude, fucking do it.
I know.
And a quick thing, if anyone has been putting off getting a vasectomy, because everyone is about our age.
Yeah.
I mean, 67% of our audience are male between 35 and 49. So I'm speaking to you guys. I put off getting a vasectomy for 3, 4, maybe even 5 years. Dude, I'm telling you, I was in and out. My from pants down to pants up was 17 minutes.
Yeah.
It is one of the easiest things.
That's my plan.
So you don't want to get your wife knocked up on this weekend getaway.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Well,
so we're going to Boston.
Oh, okay.
So
I've never been.
We're going up because
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
I know, it's probably so fucking cold as shit. So she has her company work party like
in Boston.
In Boston, that's where her like headquarters is. She was like, you know, well, why don't we go up? You can go to the weekend. She's like, I have to work Monday and have that work Christmas party. You're not invited to it. But so she may end up at her Boston.
Spouses aren't invited to the holiday Christmas party?
No, and it's like high level. It's like, you know, like the CEO of the company.
So it's probably not all the lower.
No. And you got to get a special invite for
and
this.
And spouses aren't invited? That might be one of the weirdest things at Christmas party.
It's kind of weird. Although it's not.
Like, you don't care.
Not really that. Yeah, so we're going to go up to Boston. And then the plan is like the next day.
With or without kids?
No kids.
Excellent.
So the Tuesday, then I'm going to rent a car, drive to Manhattan, pick up Kate, then drive home.
And how far away is Boston to Manhattan?
Like 3.5 hours. So it's like seven, you know, it's like
a commitment.
It's a good it's a good amount. I was going to have to go up and pick her up, but we were like, we can work it out this way. But the thing about it is, Monday, I have the whole day to myself in Boston. What would you do?
I've never even thought about going to Boston. if we have people from Boston, let us know what the hell to do up
there. Yeah, what should I do? So I am going to go to Fenway Park. I booked a tour of Fenway Park.
Okay. You know, that this time of year, that's not summer.
Yeah.
That might be cool.
All right. So I did that. It was only like $25.
Is there anything else to do up there?
I don't know. So
I'm sure there's like some around the ballpark. There's like historic something or another.
Should
some
I
cool
just
bars.
Go straight fucking touristy and just look at fucking the Tea Party?
I would. When I was younger, I would say, fuck all that touristy stuff.
Yeah.
I want to do what the locals do. That was kind of my like ego, cool Mr. Yes. Cool Guy kind of thing. As I get older, like we just went to Savannah, Georgia this last week. We went and saw Hardy and Lainey Wilson. Excellent show. And we had like an extra, we got there on Thursday morning. The concert was Thursday. We had all day Friday. And then Saturday, our flight didn't fly out until 6. So we had, you know, Saturday some time. And it was like 32 degrees at home and it was 75 down there. It was. Anyway, so the wife was like, let's do something touristy. I was like, okay, whatever. There was like a hop on and off bus tour. You know, that you're just like, you kind of just, it takes you around the city, different stuff. Yeah. And normally I'm like not really game for that. But we did this bus tour, and it was one of the coolest things that I think we could have done there. It was so easy, just hop on. And then the bus driver, you know, they have like the little humor, like, and they show you this is where Forrest Gump was filmed. This is where this movie was filmed. This house or here is like the richest house. This house here was just sold for $60 million. They had this huge fountain, like this famous park.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what the park is, but. Famous park with this huge fountain. The fountain might be 30 feet tall, like huge concrete fountain, like four levels of fountain. They ordered out of a Sears catalog back in like 1910 really? Or something. Really? It was like the shit you could order from Sears. It was like they kind of give you like the little history, and then you get to see little areas because we had walked around what we thought was the main area of Savannah. Yeah. But then when you go on this tour, there's like two or three other areas that I'm like, okay, like it makes me want to come back because I thought I saw all of Savannah.
Yeah.
And now with this tour, I'm like, oh, there's like other areas that we can explore.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, Boston's got to have a lot of history, right?
Right.
So maybe I'll look for one of those fucking tours and I'll walk around like that. Like
this was a bus tour. I don't know if I would walk, but
I'll look for one of those. So, or I'll just go to a bar all day, which I don't want to do, but
it's not off the list.
It's not off the list.
And so. What's the flight up there? Like from here to there?
It's an hour and 10 minutes maybe.
That was exact flight to Savannah, Georgia.
It's not much at all. I don't even think you get like to full like altitude.
It's just
before
up and then you get your pack of peanuts and then.
Yep. Although now I'm going to try to start a tradition and not pay for my drink because I'm going to get a drink. So
I just flew the other day and we always fly Southwest because I don't pay for flights because of the points, but this was pretty cool. I still have my streak going.
Yeah.
My wife, when she booked it, she got, I guess, business class. You get one free drink.
Yeah.
And the free drink is on your ticket, your boarding pass. It'll have like a barcode.
Yeah.
She got it and her phone, because she didn't have internet, so she took a snapshot of it. And when she went to go pay for her drink, she was like, and just showed them the picture of it. And she was like, oh, okay. And like didn't scan anything, didn't mark anything. She was like, oh, okay. I'm like, save that fucking picture for next time. But when I was flipping through the book, one of the cool things, Southwest has free drink days.
Oh, really?
There's 4 days a year where there's free drinks. So here are the 4 days. If you're traveling, free drinks on Southwest. Valentine's Day.
All right.
Southwest's birthday, which is June 18th.
Oh.
Halloween. And St. Patrick's Day.
All of those make sense.
Crazy thing about St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is absolutely humongous in Savannah, Georgia.
I've actually heard that.
The tour guy, which I found out here. So Savannah has a population of 150,000 people in that town.
Mm-hmm.
St. Patrick's Day weekend is a million people. Okay. A fucking million people.
That's fucking awful.
And it's largely because Savannah has an open drink carry. You can just walk all over the streets.
Yeah.
And it was funny. We were in a lot of bars, and before you would go, normally you're like sipping your drink down. They would go, "You want a to-go beer?" And they would just, it has to be open. It can't be in a bottle or something. So everybody's walking around, and it can't be more than 16 ounces.
So it doesn't matter where. It's not designated to
anywhere in Savannah. Just walk around.
That's awesome.
Everyone just walking around with an open beer. So it was funny because we go there. So Friday night we go out, right? And we're like, let's get into something. And during the day, you don't see like any places that would be happening. You know, normally you could walk around and go, oh, this place is going to be bumping tonight. Yeah. There was none of that. And it's like cobblestone roads, you know, all that. So we're like, we just venture out. I get my cowboy boots. I got the whole get up. We're going, right? And the first bar we go to, it was like a club. It was a bar, but I guess slash club. And we're like, we just hear some music. We're like, let's go in there. They were playing country and they were playing hip hop and kind of a mix of everything. It was a line dancing bar. And we stayed, and I'm not shitting you, there was a line dance for every single song.
Oh, like different line dances?
They flew in the nation's line dancer. Like the guy that has won like the best line dance contest in all the
Bojangles.
Nation. Dude, this guy, like, and it was so funny because there's only like 8 moves to line dancing. I don't know any of them really, but like
smack your heel.
Yeah, and then you kind of turn, you do a little shimmy, you do like a step over, whatever it is. There's like 7 moves. It's just you got to know what moves to do when.
Yeah.
But you could tell this guy was in his element. He was probably a complete dork outside of these walls, but right here, right now,
they flew this guy in.
And he, like, whenever, if you had to take like 4 steps forward, everyone would take 4 steps. He would take 1 step and pirouette. You know, and like he was throwing a bunch of flair in all these, you know what I mean? And then they would have songs where just him.
I would watch this guy for fucking hours.
It was so funny. And then, of course, my drunk wife's got like mad at me because I don't know line dancing. She's like, "We're taking lessons." I'm like, "What are we taking?"
It seems like a white person thing.
Yeah, we would never know that this was line dancing fucking capital of anything. Yeah. Like, except we just stumbled into this place and they took it fucking serious,
God,
man.
That's so funny.
And it was entertaining for a while, but like, you're like, there's no chance that like 50 Cent in the club has a line dance.
Yeah.
Bullshit. It's got a fucking line dance. Like, it has a line dance. So we hung out there for a little while, and then there was this club. It was like the rooftop club. It was down the street across from it, and there was a long-ass line. So we're like, all right, the girls want to go, so we're like, all right, let's fucking go. So we get to the front, and there's one elevator that takes you up, and if you want to leave, that same elevator takes you down. So that's what the real line was, because you had to wait for it to go up and come back down and go up. So we get up to the front. It was like, we were in line, we saw like it was probably a cover because there's like 2 people.
Yeah.
And we're like, what is our limit that we're going to willing to pay to go out? And we were all like $5.
Oh.
And we get up to the front. It was like $15 a piece. And we're like, ah. But now we waited in line for maybe 10 minutes. And then she's like staring at her computer screen with a quizzical look on her face. And then she's like, somebody call the manager. And we're like, let's go. Because it's our turn to pay. And then the elevator's going up in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
She was like, everything just shut down. I'm like, well, I certainly ain't waiting. And then she just looked at us and goes, all right, guys, have a good time.
We
walked in. I was like, thank fucking. Like, not that I wouldn't have paid it, but like, you know, it was like, that saved us like $60. It was 4 of us, you know, walking in.
It's all because you put up the Christmas lights. Right.
And then my wife almost gets in a fight with an old Korean man. Like, my wife.
I mean, your wife getting into an argument with people
doesn't shock you, no.
But it's old Korean
this
man.
This little old Korean guy, he's just dancing and having the time of his life. And his wife, he looked like what you would expect an old Korean guy.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like he took his family out to dinner and his family was like, come to the club with us, dad. Yeah, you know, dad. And his wife was dressed a little provocative, and he's just dancing and he's smiling. And anyway, he's bumping into my wife a little bit because it's a crowded dance floor. Like, everybody doesn't have the amount of space that you really need. And I could see my wife start to like give me one of the eyes, like, this motherfucker going down, you know, and I'm just like, come on, baby, like, trying to turn us a little bit. And he like bumps to her again, and she just takes her elbow and just elbows the shit out of this guy. He turns around, and like, you could tell that he was like, ugh, like, what do I do? And then he just like smiled and kind of stepped back a little bit. And so my wife got her space. I'm like, babe, you can't be doing that shit. Like, when you go out to a club, you expect that your space is going to be invaded to a certain degree. Yes, like, you don't have fucking
you waited
feet
10 minutes to get into this place. Right, there's a line. So.
But, you know, we stood and danced for a little while, and it was good times.
I think that's going to wrap it up for today.
We hope everybody has a Merry Christmas.
Yes. And if you don't like that, Happy Holidays.
If you don't celebrate Christmas, Happy Hanukkah,
Happy
Kwanzaa,
whatever.
Or whatever it is that you do in the holidays.
Happy December, end of December.
Thank you for hanging out with us all year. This is almost going to close out the year.
Yep.
We have one more episode for the 2023, and we appreciate any time that you guys decide to hang out with us or share the podcast, and God damn it, give us a rating.
Yep. So,
and we got some koozies. If you want a koozie, we've given out a few. I think we have maybe looks like maybe 20 or 25 left.
Yeah, something
left.
Like that.
If you send us a message on one of the socials at Inappropriate with Jim and Steve, either Facebook or Instagram, send us a message. Say, hey, give me a goddamn koozie. Tell us what color you want. And
tell us your address.
Tell us your address, and we will send you a goddamn koozie.
That's what will happen.
All right, guys. That is our Christmas gift to you, along with the entertainment that we have provided every single week.
For at Inappropriate... I'm Steve.
I'm Jim.
See you later.